This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Popular story of the day is how we get started Wednesday the 26th in this hour of Good Day. You'll hear a discussion of Donald Trump. How about that for excitement? Yeah. Well, some of the things that he comes up with are pretty exciting, pretty interesting things to discuss, and that's what we're here to do, discuss. I am discussionist Doug Steffen with my assistant discussionist Kara Schillen to discuss things that maybe are on the top of your radar. I had a conversation. I'm on the Framingham town meeting, Framingham, Massachusetts, where I have grown up and lived all my life. And the discussion last night came around to illegal immigrants and whether we ought to support a program that's actually a federal program that helps people who do not speak English learn how to speak English. So there were discussions about how it is known or not known that the people who are in this English program, there are 700 of them, and there's a waiting line of another 1,400 to get in and learn our language so that they can get along. And when it was proven or at least revealed that they really don't know, the people that sort of lunging ahead with this, and the folks who have been in it for a while admit, or I don't know if admission is the right word, but they certainly fumbled the ball when it came to being asked by certain members of town meeting, do you know who's legal and who's illegal in this program? Because it's against the federal law, and this isn't the law that Trump instituted, it's against the law and has been for a while to fund any program that knowingly helps those who are not here legally. And the lady looked at the town meeting and she kind of fumbled and bumbled and said, well, we don't really. No, but that's not the point. The point is we have to teach these people how to speak English. No, the point is if we're paying for it, then we ought to know that what we're paying for goes to people. There are people in the line who are in the queue who want to learn how to speak English who are here legally. So why should the people who are here illegally get a benefit over those who are here legally? It's that kind of stuff. Anyway, amazingly, the program passed with a few embarrassing questions being asked. Guess who didn't vote for it? All right, so with that in mind, we go back to President Donald Trump, who is kind of taking a step backwards from what I can see here. Remember, he's demanded that there be funding for the border wall in exchange for continued subsidies for the healthcare system and also for keeping the government from shutting down. Or is he? It seems the signal is that the president would be okay with delaying the showdown over the wall and the budget for this week anyway. The reports that I've seen over the last 24 hours suggest the president made the remarks while speaking to a group of media folks, some radio talk hosts and that sort of thing, who are a right of center during their reception at the White House. He didn't give up on the plan to get Congress to fund the wall. He just says we won't necessarily now make it the litmus test for whether or not we keep the government open. But he wants the government to stay open. Or at least originally, what he said was he wouldn't suggest that there was going to be a fix for the problem until the budget includes funds for the wall. We all know how much he's talked about this. So, anyway, the Q&A session on Monday with some, you can, I'm sure, hear some of your favorite hosts crowing about how they got invited to the White House to have a session. I noticed a couple of my friends, Mike Gallagher, for example, was all over the talk media yesterday talking about how wonderful it was to be invited back to the White House after the 8 years of being frozen out by the Obama administration. So anyway, the securing the funding, if in fact he'd been able to do that, it would be a big legislative win for him. But the Democrats are not interested in cutting a deal at the moment. You'd think everybody would be interested in cutting a deal which would make sure they get paid. Oh, wait a minute. Congress gets paid whether the government shuts down or not. Oh, gee. Well, so what's the big hurry? Huh? Among other conversations about the budget has been the proposal to cut the corporate income tax rate and how that will affect business, how that will affect taxes. And, of course, with that comes the analysis of what happens to Donald Trump's business investments if the tax rate is cut. Well, he'll become even wealthier than he is, so some would say. Okay, is that a big problem? For some it is. For others it's not. But I will tell you, the stock market is doing as well as it is in the main because that institution, how about that, eagerly anticipates the tax plan. Apparently the president is going to call for a sharp cut in the top rate on those pass-through businesses like, I would guess that would be an S corporation, small businesses, partnerships, sole proprietorships. Cut it down to 15% from where it is right now at 39.6%. So if I get this right, the proposal from the president and his people cuts the income tax rate paid by public corporations to 15% down. So you got two different considerations. You got the big corporations that are represented, let's say, by Google or Microsoft or Ford or IBM or any of those huge corporations. Cut their tax rate to 15%, which is, by the way, the standard. Never all these people who say, oh, my God, if Trump gets this through, look at how much he's going to make. Can we go around that to look at something that's much more important than what may or may not be in Trump's interest, and that is what's in the country's interest, and how corporations here are taxed higher than any other corporations in the world, and that's why so many multinationals take their business and go overseas, because the average tax rate is 10%. 10 to 15%, depending on what country you're in, versus our 35% that is charged for corporations that are here. And as I said, this proposal does not include the border adjustment tax that was in earlier proposals floated by the Republicans. The border adjustment tax, as I understand it, in part, pays for the wall. The blueprint falls short of the comprehensive tax reform that a lot of people on the Republican side have been talking about for a long time. It's a guidepost for people that are trying the budget, the committees and the experts and all this other, these people that work night and day, the analysts that are trying to figure out what's offset, how do they find new revenue to deal with the cuts there, and the new revenue comes, the projections are that many of these companies that have gone overseas with most of their profits will stay here. Isn't that what you want? That's what the Treasury Secretary, Stephen Munchkin, I always call him, he's a Munchkin, spelled name, M-N-U-C-H-I-N, Munchkin. All right, anyway, so all these people yesterday went up to Capitol Hill to brief the members of the House and the Senate on the plan, which will actually be opened up and all the birds will fly out this afternoon. The doves, the tax doves will be out. The crafting of the tax package, something that will, in this circumstance, according to these people, make its way through Congress. How about them apples? The cuts, according to Munchkin, will pay for themselves by generating more growth. But some of the people who don't like the idea say, and including there's some Republicans here, that there are a lot of things that have to be straightened out. Trump also brings the this proposal, if I'm looking at all the numbers correctly here on the chart, top individual tax rate goes down to 33%. The estate and alternative minimum taxes are gone. That's the death tax. Get rid of the death tax. So farmers can save their land, amongst other things. Cut taxes for middle class. How about we stop spending so much money? How about that for a proposal? There's a lot of money in this for infrastructure. Let's see, what else is there here? There's a child care tax credit that apparently came from Ivanka. Good for her. And there's a bunch of other things that are in this. A lot of people speculate. There's a lot of gabbing about this. A lot of people, blah, 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 blah. You don't really know. There have been suggestions of what's in it, but until it gets opened up this afternoon, nobody really knows. So let's have a positive thought, shall we? I'm holding on to good news and good results. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I'm Bob Derigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Thankfully, tax day has come and gone, and by now everyone but the worst procrastinators has calculated whether they were entitled to a refund. But there's one thing most taxpayers never get around to calculating, the amount of time it took to prepare their tax return. According to the Internal Revenue Service, the average taxpayer spends 13 hours every year planning their taxes, going through their records, and then completing all the required forms. As tedious and painful as that may sound, a Washington, D.C. think tank says we actually spend a lot more time on taxes than that. In fact, the group says that the amount of time needed by the average taxpayer to comply with all the IRS regulations each year is a whopping 54 hours. Let's be fair, that's more than a regular work week. Numbers like this reveal that the benefits of tax reform can't be measured in just dollars and cents. The time we could save might be the biggest benefit of all. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you. Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I think you might be. He's actually blending okay, though.
Don't encourage this, Kara. Oh, he's taking over now.
So insane.
They really are.
And then
amazing.
You can hear that low pitch. That's a guy's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a group called Pentatonix. Released a new music video featuring their own arrangement of some song Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love is this.
With their newest member, Doug Steffen.
Yes. Actually, I could do that. If I could find the pitch, my voice, if I do say so myself, is actually pretty good.
Stop, please.
All right, so the focus here is on this musical portion of the program. This hour, every hour in this slot, we have new music, sometimes reflections of stories. This is another fabulous song. Crank that. I want to hear how it sounds a cappella. Take on me.
Good. It's not typically the kind of music I would listen to, but these guys are so talented. Because I'm more of a rock kind of girl, but I can totally appreciate this.
Yeah.
Aha!
We're trying to figure out who it was that did this originally. Group called Aha Magnificent. Song Take On Me. What else do they have in this compilation? A version of John Lennon's Imagine. BTX Volume 4, the classics. I would get this, actually. How do I get this?
You can download it now right onto your iPhone from iTunes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now that I got my iTunes all set up,
yeah.
Did that the other day. I did that. I can listen. This is very. I find this to be very appealing, frankly.
Yeah, it's great. This is a really nice mix.
Yeah. Pentatonix and a number of songs they've read out. What's Jolene sound like? This is
Dolly really Parton. Good.
Yeah.
Jolene. And she's actually singing with
sounds
him here.
Like, yeah.
I was gonna say this sounds just like Dolly Parton. She is.
She sounds really good, so.
She's indestructible, this lady. All right, also, in the musical announcements today, Steely Dan, or at least Donald Fagen, who is the front man for Steely Dan, announced a tour with his newly formed solo band, the Night Flyers, starting August 3rd, going from Port Chester, New York, through September, San Francisco, and then over to Japan. So he's playing some of the stuff from Steely Dan, and some things on his own. So Steely Dan, or at least Donald Fagen, out on the stump this summer. You look for him if you're a fan of Fagen or Steely Dan. 28 past the hour on the DJV show. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to 4 lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p+. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3-month credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
From sea to shining sea, that's the border to border, coast to coast, all that good stuff. The focus, when Doug Steffen is on the air, more or less by himself, is the supremacy that we have to intellectually, I'm talking about me and my supremacy, but you and your mind supremacy, to take issues and make up your own mind as to what they mean to you. Some of the things that have been popularized by the so-called news media are not always necessarily not understood properly. And I'm not here to tell you how to think. I'm here to tell you what I think. And then you figure out on your own. Maybe you've already made up your mind about some of these things. What's confusing to a lot of people are what becomes the result of being in this era of instant information. I was going to say instant news, but some of the information isn't news. It's misinformation. Or what's the misnomer for no news? Fake news. Ah, yeah, the fake news reality. So let's see if we can apply that thinking to what really happened to Dr. David Dow. Remember him, the doctor who was dragged off of the United flight in Chicago earlier this month? He, according to a release yesterday from the Chicago Department of Aviation, which are the employers of the people who had police jackets on, even though they weren't really police, they're the ones who dragged this guy off the plane. So let's see. There are two points of view that came to light yesterday as this continuing saga gets into our face. These officers reported, according to the information that came out yesterday, because there was a Freedom of Information Act request, Associated Press and Reuters and some of the other big news organizations wanted to know the story behind the story. Don't you want to know? I want to know the story behind the story. I want to know if I believe the story behind the story. So let's see here. The report suggests that for the first time, what happened from the officer's point of view wasn't what we've been told by a lot of other circumstances. Now, whether this is right or not, remember, this is one guy's report, and most of the time when these reports are filed and somebody gets them out, it's see your A time. All right, so the officers at O'Hare, let's see, one of them is a guy named James Long. Initially, he was not identified for obvious reasons. So in the report, Long says United told the officers there were four passengers that had to get off the plane to make room for four employees to fly to Louisville. So this guy, Long, James Long, approached Dr. Dow to ask him to get off the plane. Long, in his report, says Dow refused, folded his arms tightly, was in quotes in the report. Long said he reached out to get a hold of Dow and was able to pull him away from his window seat on the aircraft and move him toward the aisle. But then he started flailing and fighting, according to Long's report. Dow then knocked Long's hand off of his arm. Struggle then caused Dr. Dow to fall and strike his mouth on the armrest, and then he went down into the aisle. Long said he dragged Dow because Dow refused to stand up. Officer Long said that once off the plane and in the walkway up to the gate, Dow said he was a diabetic. He got up off the floor and then ran back into the plane. Long says Dow, while running back into the plane, said supposedly they'd have to kill him to get him off the plane. Right. Okay. So then the lawyer gets into the act yesterday, saying that the apology from the airline CEO wouldn't mean much after looking more carefully at the video and reading this report after his client was dragged off the plane like a sack of potatoes. The lawyer said probably not very far when asked, what does all of the, how far does this apology go? Well, of course it doesn't go very far because he wants dough. And I don't know that he isn't entitled to it. No matter what you say about Dow and what he was doing and all this other stuff, I don't think it makes any difference to the reality.
And I don't think this report really says all that much different than what we've seen already, because if you just read the part that says he was, you know, that the officer was verbally and physically abused by the passenger, then you might think something differently. But when you read the actual explanation where it goes to say that the guy had his arms crossed, they grabbed him and tried to yank him out of his seat, and then he became, you know, then he started flailing. Well, I would do the exact same thing, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If you just think logically and someone tries to drag you out of your seat when you don't want to go, wouldn't you start physically flailing so they would stop dragging you?
One of the things that I pride myself with, without sounding like an egotist, is that my mind works in a way that doesn't always accept what I'm thrown. And so, as an example of why we ought not to do that, you may not have heard very much about what happened in Cleveland this week after the report of what happened to Tamir Rice. Remember him? This is 2.5 years ago. That kid in Cleveland, he's 12 years old, got shot down by the two police officers, Timothy Lehman and Frank Garmbach, are in the focal point in a never-before-seen video that has made its way to the public this week. And so the stories of the shooting told by these two guys on the video vary from their written statements that were presented to the grand jury, which declined to indict these two guys after Tamir Rice was killed back in November of 2014. So they apparently, these two officers, agreed to be interviewed by internal affairs and homicide detectives. And this is the video that came out this week. And in doing so, they invoke what are called Garrity rights, meaning that they're protected from incriminating themselves in the statements to the upper echelon of the police department. So if you go to a website called Cleveland.com, Cleveland, the city of Cleveland.com, the report suggests that Officer Lohman, in the video, well, you can look at it, you can listen to it yourself, opened his car door when the cruiser was about 30 yards away from Rice, and he presented his weapon and yelled at this youngster, "Put your hands in the air, let me see your weapon, freeze." But in his written statement to the grand jury, he said he didn't begin acting until the car had rolled to a stop. He said, "At that time, the threat became incredible. I had to make the decision fast because Frank and I were in immediate danger." If the subject had pulled out a gun and pointed it toward us, I would have been shot and my partner as well. We were sitting ducks. Did this kid have a toy gun?
Yeah, and that's another thing. I think for most people who've never had a run-in with the law, those orders in themselves seem contradictory. When someone says, "Put your hands in the air, show us your weapon, and freeze." Well, how do you do all three of those things? You don't. And it just leaves you in this situation where, okay, do you put your hands in the air? Do you show them? Do you put your weapon on the ground? Do you show them the weapon? What do you do?
Yep.
And you end up with someone killed like that. I just think for a lot of, and the people in the David Dow situation were not really even officers, but I think a lot of people,
security,
officers, security, authority, and not everybody, but a lot of people, they have an end goal in mind, and a lot of the time it seems like there's one route to get there instead of just stopping and thinking, okay, what are the other ways to figure out the solution?
To a friend of mine who's on the police force here in Framingham yesterday who visited my farm. There's a guy who's 65 years old, has been on the job for 44 years, continues to stay on the job, the oldest, most senior member of the police department. And he talked about how the newer officers, this is not, I'm not aiming this at anybody, it just is what he told me, that most of the younger officers now are happy to push people around, to get in their face, to yell at them, to swear at them, and get loud and arrest them before they really know what the story is. And it causes huge problems. Town of Framingham has paid out millions of dollars in settlements in the last couple of years for officers who have made a mess of things. As a matter of fact, the police department in my town is a complete mess. And one of the reasons for it is the attitude that these police officers have. They've been told they can do no wrong, or that's basically the way they get set up. And so then they don't talk. The older officers talk to people. They straighten things out. They fix problems. They don't create them.
Well, yeah, and I always say it's not the police officer's job to dole out the justice. That's what we have a justice system for.
Right.
So if they have to arrest him, then okay. But I just think that citizens should have the right to not be, you know, pushed to the ground or beaten if you haven't done anything wrong. And you have to be able to talk to them and figure out what the situation is to figure out if something wrong has actually happened.
And so for those, Kara, who say that we don't understand, what I do understand by talking to this fellow and seeing it, I have some very good friends who are police officers, police chief. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, very close. I used to be the police chief in Framingham, in fact. So I know how to handle and how they advise people, the newer era of police officers. There are two strains. One, fix the problem. The other one is sort of get into the problem, and then they create problems. So I'm not sure that to go back to the United situation, I don't think it makes much difference, but it is interesting to see, going back to Cleveland, how time is on your side, if you will, in getting to the right information. That Tamir Rice thing was a mess, handled very badly. 45 past the hour. My mother always used to say, "You are what you eat."
And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Super Beets. What are Super Beets? Super Beets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor. Plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
All right, so from the FYI department here on Good Day, Ann Coulter was supposed to speak, remember, last week at Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley. But the appearance was canceled because there was a lot of hoopla about her being on campus. Who wants that conservative B-I-T-C-H on our campus, was the cry. So a couple of organizations filed a federal lawsuit this week accusing the university of trying to restrict free speech. This could be an interesting bellwether. I don't know that Coulter's actually behind it. I think it's just a couple of groups that are out there, but it doesn't make any difference. Because freedom of speech, hello, is freedom of speech, isn't it? You either are or you aren't living in a country where free speech is valued. Period. End of story. 10 minutes for the hour here.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Some time talking about clean eating, not only for you, but your pets. You know that I love my pets. I love my dogs. I just love them. And so we've invited clean eating expert Terry Walters to talk about your dog and what you are feeding your dog. Terry is at the forefront of the clean eating lifestyle movement, dedicated to sharing her knowledge and passion to eat well. And what better way to do it than to talk about that being which is closest to us that doesn't have two legs? So, Terry, what do you have for a pet, first of all? What are you feeding your dogs, your cats? Is that why you started looking at this? Because you were concerned about if you're going to make sure everybody eats well, you got to make sure your pets eat well, right?
That's absolutely right. And I've been teaching people about eating clean for 20 years. And the last 11 of it, my beautiful golden retriever, Stokely, who's right at my feet right now.
Stokely.
Has been part of that, and it was just a natural, you know, transition for me to think, well, geez, I'm making such mindful choices about what I feed my children and what I don't want them to eat. I want to do the same for my dog.
Yeah.
And for the same reasons, right? Sustainable good health. Like, we all want that for ourselves our pets.
I'll give you an example, and it sounds self-serving, but I think it means something because everybody I tell this to say, they look at me and say, what? I had an English bulldog who lived to be almost 15. Most bulldogs don't live beyond maybe 8 or 10 years. 12 is considered exceptional. So the fact that she lived for almost 15 was a testament to, in part, the exercise that she got on my farm, but also to what she ate. The old expression, you are what you eat, it figures for your animals as well as it does for you, right?
It absolutely does. My mom used to follow that statement with, what else could you be, right?
Right.
And So that's absolutely true. And that's why I'm so thrilled to be partnering with Nutro, because their food philosophy, their feed clean philosophy, really is exactly aligned with my own values. I'm looking for simple ingredients, you know, ingredients that are real and recognizable. I want to make sure that I'm giving my dog what he needs and I'm not giving him things I don't want him to have. And I also, you know, I know a lot about nutrition for humans, but I don't necessarily know what's in my dog's best interest. So to know that I have a partner who's, you know, done the research and is putting the nutrition into my food so that every time I put my dog's bowl down, I'm giving him what he needs, that makes me feel good.
Well,
and that's what I get with the Nutro. I love it.
The clean eating scheme, I don't know why, but this week I seem to have been off on a toot. But under the circumstances, looking at the label of whatever it is you're going to buy or feed yourself or whatever you're going to have around in terms of cleaners, and the same thing I think applies to dog food, anything that you would feed your dog, if you look at the label and you don't know what it is and you don't know how to pronounce it, then don't buy it. Wouldn't you say that was as
exactly.
clear? Yeah, I mean, why not just go by that? And I think most of the Nutro stuff is pretty clean and straightforward, is it not?
That's exactly it. Nutro never uses artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors, and they don't use ingredients like chicken byproducts or corn, wheat, or soy. And I actually feed my dog the Wild Frontier by Nutro. It's one of the feed clean varieties, and it's grain-free. I have a dog who had a hip issue, and I found that my veterinarian recommended a grain-free diet, and it's made a big difference for him. So I like that their ingredients are recognizable, that, you know, I trust where they come from. I recognize them as real food. And you combine those with the vitamins and the minerals that your dog needs, and that's exactly what I want to give him.
Terry Walters is here, the author of the popular blog Eat Clean, Live Well. Let's go through some of the tips that you've listed here on what to look for in your dog's food. What kind of options are available? Let's give, as time allows, as much of this information as we can.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of options. So I want to say first that, you know, eating clean is not hard and fast. That it's going to be different for each person, just like it's going to be different for each dog. But what we know, because Nutro did this survey, 1,500 dog owners were trying to, 9 out of 10 of them were trying to eat clean at least some of the time, and 75% of those said that it was influencing what they wanted to feed their dog. So I think more important than the even individual options is knowing that there are options, that Nutro has, you know, a limited ingredient diet that's grain-free. They have this Wild Frontier high protein, wholesome essentials, so they can get all that information at Nutro.com.
Nutro.com. Tips on what to do for your dog are there. Thanks for the help, Terry Walters. Again, the blog is called the Eat Clean, Live Well blog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.